Hey guys, Jeff here. Quick announcement. If you're listening to this, that means it is Cyber Monday, Black Friday, somewhere in the holiday week, and we are doing crazy, insane deals to do a couple things. One, celebrate this, the 1 year anniversary of Family Teams. If you've been blessed by us, that is so encouraging to us. It's been so fun to do all this stuff for a year, but we did some huge, crazy packages like a BOGO deal, buy one, get one free with Skill of Fatherhood, so you can get your own license, but also gift a license for free. We did what we're calling the Everything e-course package. So I think we have like 7 or 8 e-courses we've made over 5 years, and we're basically giving away that whole package for the price of like 1 or 2 of those courses. So you're getting almost 5 courses for free. Crazy. And we have a Family Teams starter pack. So familyteams.com/holiday sale. Again, familyteams.com/holiday sale. You can get it first. Some of them are limited with the calendar, but you got to get on there. We love you guys.
But man, nothing can replace what your children are seeing you actually trust in.
What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here. Another episode of 5 Minute Fatherhood. We have a quote we want to read for you, and then I'm going to get Jeremy's thoughts on it. This quote is from William Booth. If you don't know who that is, he's the founder of Salvation Army. I think this quote was 1902, so I'm bad at math on the fly. What would that be? 117 years ago.
Nice.
Crazy. Yeah, right? Right? Isn't that? Did I do that math right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
But I think, fascinating. I love quotes that are that old that still ring just as true, if not more true. And so that's what I love about this. So he said this. He said, "Don't expect your children to be so naive that they won't see beneath the cloak of a false Christianity, especially if they find it in their own home. And don't think that after they discover its unreality that they won't then despise it. Don't be surprised if when they see such hypocrisy, they make it an excuse for neglecting, if not positively disbelieving, in Christ altogether." It's powerful, it's convicting. But yeah, the danger of hypocrisy in the home, coupled with that quote. What are your thoughts, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's important that we talk about tactics and training and some of those things oftentimes in this podcast, tips or whatever. But man, nothing can replace what your children are seeing you actually trust in. Are they actually seeing the gospel and the fruit of the gospel in your life and your repentance and the way that you're being affected by your experience and relationship with the Father? And how is that playing out in your home? And so if you find yourself, and if you've ever seen a family that is sort of like is trying to put on a really good Christian show, then you know that what William Booth is saying here is likely going to be the ultimate result, which is that the kids are going to see right through that facade. And when they see through that facade, they don't just say, "Oh, that's weird. My parents are kind of hypocrites." You know, when it comes to Christianity, they usually despise Christianity itself. To them, it's evidence that Christianity is just doesn't work. It's not true. My parents claim to believe it. They claim to follow it. I didn't see the fruit in their life. I didn't see the fruit in our home. And so, so it's not just like they become neutral. A lot of the most militant atheists or militant anti-God people out there are people that were raised in quote unquote Christian families that were very hypocritical. And so it's really important, just you guys be real with your kids. Talk about the things you're struggling with. Repent when you discover things that you're not believing. Pursue the Lord and really understand that all of the tactics and tools in the world to raise a family doesn't replace the sort of way in which you are living out and embodying the truth of the gospel in your home.
Hey guys, we know it's really challenging to try to build your family team when all the tools you've grown up with or seen essentially are aimed at only helping develop family members as a collection of individuals. That's why we launched familyteams.com, where you can find all the tools we've developed with tons of resources at different price points, free courses, videos, writings, etc., that help you build up and transform you and your family into a multi-generational team on mission. Check out all the resources we have over at familyteams.com.